Passion, anger, power, the Sith. Every story has its villains, and arguably the greatest villains within the Star Wars universe are the Sith. While there is potentially an argument that good and evil is based on perspective, most fans of Star Wars will agree that the Sith are often the villains of the story. Much like the Jedi, the history of the Sith Empire is long and convoluted, so this video will serve as a basic overview of the notable events. The Sith were originally a species of alien living on the planet Korriban, tens of thousands of years prior to the Galactic Republic. The species had an innate affinity for the dark side of the Force, and much of their culture was based around this. The Sith were eventually invaded by a hostile alien empire, the same that would also invade the First Jedi Order, and although they managed to drive them off, the planet was thrown into a power struggle. This struggle devastated the Empire, leading them back into a primitive society. Elsewhere in the galaxy, the New Jedi Order was slowly beginning to prosper and expand, and eventually a great schism occurred between Jedi of differing perspectives. The Dark Jedi, those that saw the potential of the dark side of the Force, rebelled against the Jedi Order and a war began, known as the Hundred Year Darkness. The war was costly for both sides, and in the end, due to being outnumbered and because of infighting, the Dark Jedi lost the war and were captured. Rather than be executed, the surviving Dark Jedi were exiled into the unknown regions of space, in the hopes that they would learn the errors of their ways and rejoin the Jedi Order. In an unfortunate twist of fate, however, the Dark Jedi ended up on the planet Korriban, where they encountered the primitive Sith people, who were still immersed in the ways of the dark side. The Dark Jedi overthrew the King of the Sith, proclaiming themselves Lords of the Sith, with the leader of their group being the Dark Lord of the Sith. The first Dark Lord of the Sith began reforming the Sith into an empire, and the Dark Jedi started interbreeding with the Sith people. The infighting between the Dark Jedi continued, and the title of Dark Lord of the Sith began to change hands. The Sith Empire continued to grow regardless, and during their Golden Age encompassed around 120 planets. The Galactic Republic continued to grow as well on the other side of the galaxy, and eventually the Sith Empire set their sights on invasion. Thus began the Great Hyperspace War, which greatly surprised the Republic, even though they were warned about the invasion by a hyperspace traveler who had managed to escape the Sith world. The Dark Lord of the Sith who initiated the invasion used powerful force techniques to make it seem as if the invading force was much larger than it actually was, causing panic and confusion to break out across numerous Republic planets. Eventually, however, the Republic did manage to fight back with the assistance of the Jedi Order, and the illusions were dispelled, causing the Sith to retreat back to another star system. The Republic forces caught up with the Sith, but the Dark Lord used a superweapon within his ship to cause the nearby star to go supernova, giving him and his fleet time to retreat back to Korriban. More infighting occurred back at Korriban, allowing the Republic forces to easily wipe out the remaining Sith fleets. A further invasion of Sith space by the Republic managed to wipe out most of the Sith Empire, although some were exiled and some managed to escape. The Sith Empire would live on. Around 600 years after the Great Hyperspace War, a young, promising Jedi initiate named Freedon Nadd trained amongst the Jedi Order and impressed his masters. Despite his talent, however, he was declined for the rank of Jedi Knight, causing him to become resentful. He went to another Jedi Master to learn what was necessary for knighthood, but Freedon ended up failing a test of his patience, and the Master challenged him to a lightsaber duel. During the duel, the Master deactivated her lightsaber and exposed herself to an easy attack from Freedon, who didn't realize this was another test. He cut down the Master in his rage, and believing that the whole ordeal was a ploy to get him banished from the Order, he fled the planet hoping for eventual revenge. He traveled to the heart of the former Sith Empire, eventually locating the last Dark Lord of the Sith, who was in suspended animation following the Sith's downfall. He woke the Dark Lord, who proceeded to teach him the ways of the dark side of the Force. Continuing a Sith tradition, however, Freedon slew the Dark Lord, ending the Sith species along with him. Freedon, now the Dark Lord of the Sith, set out to rebuild the Empire, and traveled back into the inner rim of the galaxy. Much like the Dark Jedi centuries ago, Freedon landed on a planet and awed the people there with his Force powers. Freedon declared himself ruler and spread the influence of the dark side. Freedon would later pass away, but his influence would continue through his descendants. Years later, another promising young Jedi named Exar Kun would show many of the same traits as Freedon Nadd, but would also develop an interest in researching the dark side with the confidence of being incorruptible. Kun would also depart from the Jedi Order on less than friendly terms, and wound up traveling to Freedon's planet, where he encountered the Force ghost of the former Dark Lord. This led him to the ancient planet of Korriban, home of the Sith, where he ended up being trapped by some falling rubble. This was another test for Kun, albeit designed by Freedon, in the hopes that it would force Kun in desperation to embrace the dark side in order to escape. Sure enough, Kun accepted the dark side, freeing himself and healing his broken bones, sending a disturbance in the Force out into the galaxy. Kun still believed that he could utilize the dark side without being corrupted by it, and traveled to another planet, where he was captured by a savage race of people descended from the Sith. In order to escape once again, he embraced the dark side fully, and killed his captors. He also destroyed the spirit of Freedon Nadd permanently, and enslaved the rest of the people on the planet. Elsewhere, a Jedi Knight went undercover within a separate dark side organization, only to end up falling to the dark side as well. Exar Kun, in a search of anyone who could challenge his power, located the fallen Jedi and began dueling him. The ghost of a long-dead Dark Lord appeared between them, telling them Exar Kun would be the new Dark Lord of the Sith, and the other would be his apprentice. Together, they would rebuild the Sith Empire and return it to a new golden age. The two quickly set about doing so, eventually joining up with the Mandalorians, a combined clan of warriors and conquerors, to take revenge on the Republic. A war began raging across the galaxy, and eventually Kun's apprentice would renounce his Sith ties and agree to help the Jedi defeat Kun. The Sith forces were beaten back until only Kun remained in his fortress. Seeing the end approaching, he sacrificed the lives of his slaves in order to keep his spirit bound to the planet. Regardless, the war was over, and once again the Jedi believed the Sith were wiped out. Unfortunately, the Jedi would continue to be short-sighted, and not long after the end of that war, another began, with a surviving Sith member who approached the Mandalorians and convinced them to attack the weakened Republic. The war quickly began ravaging the outer rim of the galaxy, and the threat became clear to the Republic. The Jedi Council didn't want to join another war, but two Jedi Knights rallied some Jedi to the cause and assisted the Republic. These two Knights, Revan and Malak, would go on to help win the war, as well as traveling deep into Mandalorian space, where they encountered a lost planet forbidden by the Mandalorians. This planet harbored overwhelming dark side energy, and was a former capital of the Sith Empire. The Knights uncovered evidence of a long-hidden sect of the Sith, operating in secret on a planet deep in the unknown regions of space. The two traveled to the planet, where they encountered the Sith Emperor, who converted them to the Sith cause. The two were now known as Darth Revan and Darth Malak, the first use of the Darth title. The two, along with a group of Jedi loyal to them, began a war against the Jedi Order, as well as the Republic. However, Revan hoped to do as little damage as possible to the Republic infrastructure, in the hopes of taking it over after the war. Revan believed that whoever controlled the most Force users would win the war, thus either converting or killing every Jedi he came across. In the end, however, the dark side is predictable, and Malak turned on Revan in the hopes of becoming the sole Dark Lord of the Sith. In the aftermath, Revan remained alive, but the Jedi Council wiped his memories, and he began fighting on their side. Revan defeated Malak and ended yet another war. 3 centuries went by before the ancient Sith Empire, from the unknown regions of space, made a resurgence, surprising the Jedi Order and the Republic with a sudden invasion. The Mandalorians made a resurgence as well with the Sith's help, and another great war ensued. The war would be brutal for the Republic, with the Sith eventually controlling half the galaxy, including the Republic capital of Coruscant. Hundreds of years would go by, with both the Republic and the Sith slowly dissolving. Eventually, with the rise of Darth Bane, the fragments of the Sith were completely wiped out, to be reborn as a new Sith order with a rule of 2. One Sith to be master, and another Sith to be an apprentice. This was done in an effort to stop all the infighting between Sith that had been occurring for millennia. A new republic was formed, and for a time there was peace. Another Sith Lord came about, Darth Plagueis, who was obsessed with the Force's potential of controlling life. He convinced a young Force-sensitive from Naboo, Sheev Palpatine, to murder his family and join the Sith. Palpatine, now known as Darth Sidious, would go on to become a senator, and the Sith would begin to manipulate the Republic into a new war, known as the Clone Wars. Sidious would go through a number of apprentices during this time, including Darth Maul, Darth Tyrannus, also known as Count Dooku, and finally Darth Vader, also known as Anakin Skywalker. Finishing the war and creating a new galactic empire, the Sith saw a new golden age, with the Jedi nearly wiped out. Unfortunately for the Sith, a few Jedi remained, such as Yoda and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and together they trained a promising young Force-sensitive named Luke Skywalker, Anakin's son, in the ways of the Jedi. Luke would go on to destroy the massive Death Star of the Empire, as well as convince Darth Vader to return to the light side and kill Darth Sidious. At the same time, the Rebel Alliance against the Empire won a crucial battle and destroyed the second Death Star. The Sith Order fell once again along with the Empire, and a new Republic was born. It is unlikely that the Sith are completely gone, however. The Sith have always served as a counterpoint to the Jedi, especially in the films, where it's always been very clear-cut as to the battle between good versus evil. Other stories set in the Star Wars universe have attempted to show that the lines aren't quite as rigid, but again it comes down to perspective. One interesting aspect of Sith philosophy is the importance of struggle in an individual's life. To assist another in an effort to remove their struggles can only weaken them. Emotion is another large part of their order, with emotions such as fear and anger being essential to their power. Whereas Jedi attempt to remove all these emotions, the Sith believe they needed to control these emotions so that they could use them to survive. Overall, while it may be clear to many that the Sith are cliché villains, they are, at the very least, persistent.